Hello and welcome to The Music and the Movies, a program that looks at and listens to the sweet spot where music and movies intersect. In this hour, we ponder the special alchemy that happens when sound meets image, where music lovers and cinephiles come together. We explore a different theme in each episode, arranged around an idea or a person, and we delve into why some of our favorite movie moments are also musical ones. My name is Robert Horton. I'm a movie critic and historian and a member of the National Society of Film Critics. I'll play some music and talk about it in an attempt to get to the bottom of a lifelong fascination with why film is so especially intoxicating when music is involved. And at the end of each show, I'll round things off with the trailer, a particular cut that either didn't fit into the overall flow or has some special meaning to me or just so weird it deserves its own spot. So join us, won't you, for The Music and the Movies. Today's episode, On the Road. We are going to listen to music from movies about the road and perhaps imagine ourselves out there on that open highway. I like road movies and I like the occasional road trip myself, so I hope you'll indulge a few classics of the form and some personal choices. No big rules for this show. The movies involved just have to be about people on the move somehow. And we're going to hear some instrumental cuts as well as songs that accompanied some great moments in road movies. And while this seems like kind of an American sort of genre, we're also going to roam a little beyond our own borders. And then for the trailer, at the end of the show, we will cast back in time for a couple of big stars crooning about hitting the road in a signature title song. I'm going to get things started with an up-tempo piece of Americana. Maybe you don't think of Bonnie and Clyde as a road movie, more of a crime picture, but it does have a great sense of the road, as its 1930s outlaws, played by Warren Beatty, Faye Dunaway and company, cut a swath across middle America in search of banks to rob. Long before I saw this movie itself, I remember seeing excerpts from it, maybe they were commercials for a TV broadcast or something. And I think that was probably the first time I ever heard that classic of bluegrass music, Foggy Mountain Breakdown, performed by Flatt and Scruggs. It wasn't written for the movie, and it's not from the 1930s either, but that music enlivens a few sequences of the Bonnie and Clyde gang hightailing it from the law, recklessly careening their getaway car past Burma-shave signs and down country roads. Absolutely great stuff. And here's the tune that really punches those scenes home. Classic Foggy Mountain Breakdown, written by Earl Scruggs, performed by Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, deployed in truly memorable form in the 1967 film Bonnie and Clyde. Okay, we'll shift into a lower gear for the next road movie. Delightful 2013 film directed by Alexander Payne. Nebraska finds Bruce Dern demanding his son, played by Will Forte, road trip with him from Montana down to Lincoln, Nebraska, with a stop at Dern's old hometown, convinced that a fortune waits for him down there. The music for this gentle excursion is by Mark Orton, and we'll hear a couple of brief cues, the first titled Their Pie, the second To the Levee. Music from the film Nebraska, composed by Mark Orton, a movie with a lovely feel for the modern-day American road and small town. Another film by Alexander Payne took a similarly wry look at a road journey. Sideways, from 2004, looked at two old friends, though somewhat seemingly mismatched at times, as they toured the Santa Barbara wine country on the eve of one of them getting married. The music by Rolf Kent captures a little of the movie's comic but rueful mood. This cue is called Walk to the Hitching Post, and I think it must play when Paul Giamatti and Thomas Hayden Church are ambling along the road toward a restaurant. That cue from Sideways is titled Walk to the Hitching Post. And it seems to me that if you've spent any time on the road, you've eventually come across a restaurant or bar called the Hitching Post. I know I have. Music there by Rolf Kent. We're going to round off this instrumental section with music by Rye Cooter, composed for the 1984 film Paris, Texas, a story about a longtime wanderer played by Harry Dean Stanton, who has a need to hit the road with some regularity. The director, Wim Wenders, has a yen for road stories. More about that later. And here there's something profound about that yearning to escape, or at least find out what's at the other end of the highway. Rye Cooter's music is perfectly in tune with that. Here's the main theme from Paris, Texas. the great Ry Cooder there with a composition from Paris, Texas, a really memorable look at how the road functions in the American imagination. But that film was directed by a German, Wim Wenders, who made road movies earlier in his career in Europe, one of which is a remarkable three-hour portrait of two men who take off in a truck one day and just keep moving. Kings of the Road from 1976. The literal meaning of the German title, by the way, is In the Course of Time, which is a pretty good title for a road movie. This film, which is largely improvised, uses some of Wenders' beloved pop songs on its soundtrack. Even his most recent movie, the Oscar-nominated Perfect Days, is punctuated with classic tunes. And you better believe one of them is the song that gave the movie its English title. Written and performed by Roger Miller, here's the indelible King of the Road.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Wool worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailers for sale rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing.
King of the Road, written and performed by Roger Miller, a song used in the German film Kings of the Road. I mentioned that film's director, Wim Wenders, is a huge fan of a certain era of rock. And one time when I interviewed him, and I swear I never do this kind of thing, but I thought it kind of worked for Wenders, I gave him an old 45 of some vintage song, and he took it very seriously, wrote down my name and the date on the sleeve of the record. Now that we're into songs, let's talk about the granddaddy of all jukebox road movies, Easy Rider. It caused a sensation for a lot of reasons when it came out in 1969, and also helped change the way people thought of music in films, using a bunch of pre-existing songs to underscore the way Dennis Hopper, Peter Fonda, and Jack Nicholson go out searching for America, or whatever it is they're doing. And I know you're thinking of Born to be Wild, which was used to great effect in that film, but another moment in the movie uses The Wait, that song by The Band, in a sequence in which our motorcycle-riding wanderers groove through the desert and eventually pass that legendary movie location, Monument Valley. Maybe those images will go through our minds as we listen to this classic, written by the late Robbie Robertson.
Can you tell me where a man might find a bed? just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said.
Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny.
And you put the load, right,
put the load
on
right on me.
Picked up my bag, I went looking for a place to hide. When I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side, I said, hey Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around.
Take a load off.
Moses, there's nothing you can say. It's just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on the judgment day.
Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Anna Lee?
He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Anna Lee company?
Take a load off.
He said, I will fix your rat if you take Jack my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester, you know I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy, won't you feed me when you can?
Yeah, take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off.
Wait, written by Robbie Robertson and performed by the band, a song included in a very evocative way in the film Easy Rider. From that same era, the road movie to end all road movies came out in 1971, Two-Lane Blacktop, an existential road picture that often let its images and music do the talking. There's some music by The Doors in the soundtrack for that enigmatic film, including the appropriately titled Moonlight Drive.
The evening that the city sleeps too.
That is The Doors, of course, with Moonlight Drive, music by The Doors, lyrics by a former film student named Jim Morrison. That song used in the movie Tulane Blacktop, a film that uses music people in two of its main acting roles, James Taylor and Dennis Wilson from The Beach Boys. You're listening to The Music and the Movies. I'm Robert Horton. We are on the road today with music from road films. One more song now, this time from a rare example of a road movie created by Native Americans, Smoke Signals, written by Sherman Alexie and directed by Chris Ayer in 1998, a tale of two young men who decamp from their reservation in Idaho to Phoenix for a very unusual purpose. We'll hear a song used on the soundtrack called Reservation Blues, written by Alexie and Jim Boyd and performed by Boyd.
All alone, feeling nothing good. It's been so long since someone understood. All I've seen is why I weep. And all I had for dinner was some sleep. You know I'm lonely. I'm so lonely. My heart is empty and I've been so hungry. All I need for my hunger to ease is anything that you can give me, please. I ain't got nothing. I heard no good news. I filled my pockets with those reservation blues. Those old res blues. Those old reservation blues. And if you ain't got choices, well then what else do you choose? got nothing. I heard no good news. I fill my pockets with those reservation blues. Those old Reds blues, those old reservation blues. And if you ain't got choices, well then what else do you choose? Those old Reds blues, those old reservation blues. And if you ain't got choices, well then what else do you choose? If you ain't got choices, ain't got much to lose.
That song, Reservation Blues, performed by Jim Boyd and written by the singer and Sherman Alexie, appears on the soundtrack of the film Smoke Signals. Sherman Alexie, mostly known for his literary work, of course, but his forays into filmmaking have also been of interest. We will switch gears again here, this time for a big, silly Hollywood comedy that treks along the road with a huge cast of stars. Yes, it's the 1963 film It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, in which a bunch of greedy treasure hunters are searching for the big W in the sky, which will lead them to the payoff. Big orchestral music here by the veteran Ernest Gold. That is music from It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, composed by Ernest Gold. Music that once heard is probably pretty hard to forget, I think. You can almost picture Mickey Rooney and Buddy Hackett flying their plane through a billboard. Okay, we shift again for a little section of electronically made music from two movies that take very different kinds of roads. First up is the 1984 film Starman, a kind of otherworldly love story with Jeff Bridges as an alien who assumes human form. He happens to look just like Jeff Bridges and makes nice with an earthling played by Karen Allen. This is a charming movie directed by John Carpenter, with music by an interesting counterculture figure, Jack Nietzsche, known for his score from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, among other things. Here's a track titled, What's It Like Up There? That is music from Starman, composed by Jack Nietzsche, who does some interesting things with electronic instruments. Maybe that fits a science fiction story. But we'll also hear something from those giants of electronic music, Tangerine Dream, whose work in movies includes the score to William Friedkin's nerve-fraying suspense film, Sorcerer. That's from 1977. The suspense comes from some hard luck men contracted out to transport highly explosive material across the jungle in trucks. Here is a typical excerpt from the score titled The Journey. Music from the rather exhausting film Sorcerer, composed and performed by Tangerine Dream. It's one of those movies you can't really believe the stunt team came out alive based on the amazingly dangerous looking things that we see on the screen. Okay, another detour here, and this is for the French version of a road movie from one of that country's most influential directors, Jean-Luc Godard. In the midst of the excitement of the French New Wave in 1965, Godard made one of his most distinctive movies, Pierrot Le Fou, about a man and a woman played by Jean-Paul Belmondo and Anna Karina, who was becoming Godard's ex-wife at the same time, who go on the run with violent results. Anything can happen in a Godard film. He once famously declared that a movie must have a beginning, middle, and an end, but not necessarily in that order. And this one includes a few songs for Anna Karina to sing, even though it's not at all a musical. Here is one of the fetching results, a song called Ma Ligne de Chance, the title of which refers to one of those lines on your hand for palm reading.
Moi j'ai une toute petite ligne de chance. Moi j'ai une toute petite ligne de chance. Si peu de chance dans la main, ça me fait peur des lendemains. Ma ligne de chance, ma ligne de chance. Dis-moi chérie, qu'est-ce que t'en penses?
Ce que j'en pense, quelle importance. C'est fou ce que j'aime, ta ligne de hanche. Ta ligne de hanche,
ma ligne de chance.
J'aime la caresser de mes mains. Ta ligne de hanche,
ma ligne de chance.
C'est une fleur dans mon jardin.
Mais regarde ma petite ligne de chance. Mais regarde ma petite ligne de chance. Regarde ce tout petit destin, si petit au creux de ma main. Ma ligne de chance, ma ligne de chance. Dis-moi chérie, qu'est-ce que t'en penses?
Ce que j'en pense, quelle importance. Tais-toi et donne-moi ta main. Ta ligne de hanche,
ma ligne de chance.
C'est un oiseau dans le matin. Ta ligne de hanche,
ma ligne de chance.
L'oiseau frivole de nos destins.
Quand même une si petite ligne de chance. Quand même une si petite ligne de chance. Une si petite ligne, c'est moins que rien. À peine un petit point dans la main. Ma ligne de chance, ma ligne de chance. Dis-moi chérie, qu'est-ce que t'en penses?
Ce que j'en pense, quelle importance. Je suis fou de joie tous les matins. Ta ligne de hanche,
ma ligne de chance.
Un oiseau chante dans mes mains. Ta ligne
de hanche,
ma ligne
de chance.
C'est l'oiseau vol de nos destins.
That is a song from the soundtrack of Pierrot Le Fou, composed by Serge Rezvani, sung by Anna Karina, and according to the soundtrack label, an unidentified male singer. I don't know about that. Belmondo sings some of it in the movie itself, but that didn't really sound like Belmondo, so who knows? That composer also wrote the great song that Jean Moreau sings in Jules and Jim, a movie in which he appears on screen. You're listening to The Music of the Movies. I'm Robert Horton, and we are talking about road movies today. And our next selection takes us on the road, but in a nightmare scenario, as we consider the plight of a solo driver, played by Dennis Weaver, who's minding his own business on a hot and lonely stretch of highway in the Mojave Desert, when a truck driver begins to bear down on him for no apparent reason. This is the premise of the first TV movie directed by a 24-year-old Steven Spielberg, Duel, a premise so ingeniously brought to life by its director that it can still give you sweaty palms just thinking about it. There is some fittingly anxious music for this film, composed by Billy Goldenberg, who had recently scored a Columbo episode directed by Spielberg. And we're going to hear a bit of this music. This cue is titled truck attack. And yes, that is what most of Duel consists of. Music from the TV movie Duel, a brilliant exercise, not so much in road rage as road existential doom, composed by Billy Goldenberg. Sometimes going down the road is a freeing experience, but not always, as this eerie film demonstrates. Well, there's the trailer music, and as I said, we would have an old school example of movie stars crooning the title song for their comedy. And if you think about road in the title of comedy films, you might come to a series of movies made starring Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, and usually Dorothy L'Amour, which often promised some exotic destination like Road to Zanzibar or Road to Singapore. For the 1942 outing, the boys sing the title tune on the back of a camel, promising various delights and noting they will survive the storyline because they're both still under contract to Paramount Pictures.
There we go again, Junior. To Morocco. This taxi is tough on the spine.
Beats the bus, huh, Junior?
Beats me.
Where we're going,
why we're going, how can we be sure? I'll lay you 8 to 5 that we meet Dorothy L'Amour here.
Off on the road to Morocco. Hang on till the end of the line.
I hear this country's where they do the dance of the seven veils. We tell you more, but we would have the censor on our tails.
We certainly do get around. Like Webster's Dictionary, we're Morocco bound. We're off on the road to Morocco.
Look out.
Well, clear the way.
Yes.
Oh, here we come.
The men eat fire, sleep on nails, and saw their wives in half. It seems to me there should be easier ways to get a laugh.
We're off on the road to Morocco. And somewhere I feel kind of numb.
For any villains we may meet, we haven't any fear.
Paramount will protect us, 'cause we're signed for 5 more years.
We certainly do get around
like a complete set of Shakespeare that you buy at the corner drugstore for $1.98.
We're Morocco bound.
Or like a volume of Overtime that you buy at a department store at Christmas time for your cousin Julia.
We're Morocco bound.
The title song from Road to Morocco, performed by that film's stars Bing Crosby and Bob Hope, written by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen, an example of an extremely silly old Hollywood film that still has a kind of improvisational spark to it. Well, there are many different ways down the road, and these movies have barely skimmed the surface of what works in that mode. But that's the nature of the road. It lends itself to whatever mood you're in and whatever the purpose of your road hitting might be. I'm about to hit the road myself for a while, so I'll try to keep some of these selections running through my head. We're going to go out with a track from the Oscar-winning road movie of 2019, Nomadland. Chloe Zhao's keen-eyed look at a woman, played by Frances McDormand, who not only abides the difficult life of a nomad, but actually embraces it. A haunting film and one with a soundtrack composed of pre-existing music, including this piece called Petrichor, composed by Ludovico Einaudi, the kind of music that can induce a meditative state just as a long drive can. My name is Robert Horton, and I thank you for listening to The Music and the Movies.